All right, are you ready?
That was the words.
All right.
I don't actually remember.
What do you want them
first
to shout out?
Just any body part that you want to start with. Ready?
The first thing is Mayday, bitches.
That's great.
Ah, works. Yes. All right.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mayday,
bitches.
Vagina. Broadcast.
Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to El Cinco de Livo, La Sequel. I've workshopped a bunch of names this afternoon. None of them I quite liked. I think I had El Cinco de Zumo, which I also, I did actually kind of like that one. El Cinco de Quarantine. There was one that I thought was clever until I said it out loud, and then I was like, nope, can't use it. It was El Cinco de Stay Homo.
Yeah, you can see how that one would be problematic.
So,
what, nothing with Taco Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. I had tacos.
And it's Taco Tuesday.
And it's Taco Tuesday. And we're really glad to have everybody here for our first ever Zoom live show. How is it going, everybody?
Oh my God, there's so many everybodies.
I know, there's so many everybodies.
There's so many everybodies.
And there's so many thumbs ups right now. Let's see.
This is great.
Yes, it is.
Elena,
Go
ahead. JP has brought his.
He's brought his background game again.
Yes, he has. If you click on gallery view, he is celebrating El Cinco de Zumo.
Oh, I am. I don't know why I had a mental block against the big red background almost directly below my square. I don't know. It's been a weird
afternoon,
it
is.
Guys.
It has been a weird afternoon.
It's been a weird
yes.
afternoon.
Yes, it has.
Anyway, everybody else, I'll ask again. Sherry, you're not muted. How are you on this El Cinco de Mayo in quarantino?
Good. I'm looking forward to this. I've been training all day, so they keep me busy.
How many margaritas have you had so far?
I had 2 drinks and then I'm like, oh my God, this is not till 9. I better stop. As soon as I was done at 5 o'clock, I'm like, my husband's like, handed me a drink. He goes, long day here. And I was like, oh, this is not until 9. I need to stop.
Yeah. It has been a long day.
Nice. I went to the post office and it took me 2 hours.
Ooh. Well,
no, it actually took me 1.5 hours, but you know, what's the extra 30 minutes?
What's the extra 30 minutes?
That is a very long time.
Yeah.
Were there just tons of people there? It was spaced out in 6-foot increments?
Basically. I think it looked like a lot of people. The line was like halfway down the block. But I think when you take out the 6 feet gaps, there was probably only like 10 people ahead of me.
Which for the post office is like a 3-hour event anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sorry, Dennis.
Mother's Day. You know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I thought I'd be wise and I'd go early in the day and it just, yeah. But I got to go outside today, which is more than I can say for several days last week. So I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I discovered I knew about the park. It's really close to my place. And I sort of knew about it before, but I hadn't explored like this other end of it. And I got to go do that. It's amazing how many green spaces there are within walking distance from my apartment. And that's like definitely one of the, you know, crisis pandemic silver linings is that
yes.
I'm discovering them all. So yay.
Yeah. And me too. I've been, your Instagram feed is the highlight of my day most days. All your nature. I'm just like, why did I choose to live in New York City? Maybe I should just leave right now and go live with Shandy. It seems like a lot better.
We will welcome you with open arms after a 2-week quarantine.
There's sea lions and otters, and I don't have any of those things.
Sleeping sea lions. I'd never seen them do that. It was so funny. So cute.
I did see some very cute ducks the other day. They were walking on the grass, which is unique. Usually they're only in the water. So that was exciting. It wasn't sleepy sea lion exciting, but you know.
Still cute.
It's Brooklyn wildlife, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see. Who is here? Who is Icon New? Who is that? Oh, it's Ro. Hello. How's it going?
It's going good. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing in the 2 days since I Zoom saw you last?
I know, right? Great to see you all. What am I going to do 2 days from now when I don't see you?
You can listen to this again.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Day to Ro and also to Tisha.
Yes. And to you, Shandy.
Yes. Wow. Yes, and you. All of the teachers in our lives.
Yes. We did our teacher well, Zach did his. Alex didn't want to. But Alex, Zach did it for his two teachers too. So we have to mail them in somewhere or take a picture and upload it. I don't know. I didn't read that far. I was just like, yo, draw a picture.
Aww. That's very sweet.
Yeah. So yeah, good times. So I I wanted to look pretty for tonight, so I decided Kayla got me into all those face masks and everything, and she had given me a whole bunch, and I was like, today would be the perfect time to do one of them. Oh, but I actually, no. I had run out of them because I had been doing them, and I had bought one on like clearance at Target when I was Easter shopping, and then today I discovered why I was on clearance. So it was one of those charcoal ones. And you're supposed to like
charcoal.
You're supposed to like mix it and then like paste it on your face. Except I didn't realize that, so I put too much water on it. And this is what it looked like. Hold on, hold please. I did take a picture.
Hold for the visual aid.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on. Oh, you got to open it first. 1 second. I have to open the picture. Here we go. Okay. It wasn't pretty. And then I did show my children.
Is this it? I'm sure they enjoyed it.
I don't know if this is it or not. I'm about to share something.
Oh,
this is great.
The screen sharing is so dangerous.
This is going to be wonderful.
It's Jay's computer, so it could be great for all of us. Okay, forget it. I can't. I have to enable settings and then I have to restart Zoom, which I can't do. Anyway, it's a picture of me. Maybe I'll post it on the Facebook or the Instagram or something. And it looks like just gross, drippy brown stuff falling off of my face. And I showed Zach. I was like, do I look nice? And he goes, I don't like it. And then it dried and it looked really bad. And I was like, all right, well, maybe not. So then I had one more of those little eye things that you gave me, Kayla, and I just defaulted and did that, which makes your eyes less puffy, and I like that. Okay, enough about me. What about you guys?
Nice.
Tasia, how are you doing out there?
Oh, you know, all the social distancing goodness hanging in there. How are you guys, besides the puffy face mask failures?
Good.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of failures, I made a paloma with mezcal. Don't recommend it. It's not great. It's too smoky.
I'm sorry. Hey, does everybody have their tequila? We'll do a shot.
I brought it upstairs.
Fantastic.
With me.
I live in one floor. I'm just gonna
go get it. You guys go ahead without me. I'll go grab something for next time. I'm sure there'll be another opportunity.
There will be.
At first I was going to leave it downstairs and I was like, no, I have to bring it. So I have the bottle with me. We'll see later what happens with the tequila.
Well, I finished mine. If you remember on the,
that's right. Look how much I have left.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So this is why I ended up with the mezcal paloma, because I like finished off the tequila we did have and like needed a little more. And Daniel was like, why don't you just use the Patron? I'm like, I can't use the Patron. It's our special broadcast Patron and it needs to be at the same level as Shandy and Colleen. I can't outdrink them. And now, as probably a metaphor for the entire show, I'm somewhere in the middle between the two of you.
Nice.
Shandy has a lot left. Colleen has a little left.
No, I have a brand new bottle. And they did not have Patron when I went, so.
Well, then that's also a good metaphor. Colleen was ever the prepared one.
I was very nervous about today.
I don't even have it with me. I don't have it with me. It's in the other room.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Better.
The shot glass that goes with it is still in Raleigh. And I could
have
picked it up in person
a couple
of days ago.
You left your heart in Raleigh. You left your shot glass in Raleigh.
I don't know if you can see
shot glass in Raleigh.
That's
the face is really
And then that's after it dried.
Your facial expression is really...
Yeah, no, the facial expression in the previous one is pretty gold.
Yeah, that's what makes that picture so special.
I was really bummed. I was like, I wasted this.
It doesn't even look like you.
No, it doesn't. It looks like a really sad mugshot for someone that isn't you.
Melody, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in such a long time.
She said in the chat she has to stay muted for now.
Ah, okay. Well, we just wanted to say hi. Will, you made it. Now you don't have to catch up and watch this one.
I know. Actually, I kind of got behind again, but I'm almost caught up.
I'm not making a new list.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fair.
Matt, Greg, hello. Drake.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
I'm just living my life, having kind of a hangover from Star Wars Day yesterday. Just living my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It was
It was the 4th of May, so happy anniversary. Or
May the 4th be with you.
But also to Matt from Arcad. Isn't that his anniversary, or it was going to be his anniversary?
It was supposed, no, May 5th, the 5th of May was supposed to be his anniversary, and then it wasn't.
Okay.
For reasons he told us, but yeah, I don't believe him. Nice. JP, Elena, who I got addicted to geocaching this weekend, Dennis, got Randy. Okay, I think I've got everybody.
Randy is totally incognito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kayla is doing a dance with her audio off. It's very funny.
Try and guess the song based off of what's going on in the background and the dance.
Oh boy.
And
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. So real quick, this is how the show is gonna go down today. We have the That's What She Said off that we need. I have some topics that I wrote down. And the way that the That's What She Said off works is two people go against each other. I think last year it ended up being teams. If you want to have partners or something, we could do that too, I guess. You're given a scenario and you have to come up with as many That's What She Says as you can think of. I believe, what was the one? There was some really great ones last year. I know we had like in a restaurant. Wasn't there one with a stick it in the rear or something like that? I don't know. We had some really funny ones.
I don't remember the details of last year's.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't remember. Anyway.
The live broadcast was
well, that's true. It sure was.
Last year was epic. Last year on Saturday was epic.
So.
Indeed it was.
We can get to that. We have some listener feedback. We have an email from Elena that I think is going to elicit some pretty fun discussion. What else do we have? We thought that it would be fun if you guys did the Mass What She Said this week. So if three people want to volunteer to do that, you guys can do that
color-coded.
Too. It's color-coded. Yay. So it's as easy as possible. Unfortunately, I apparently can't screen share, so I don't know. Maybe I can figure it out while we're talking. But anyway, yeah, so I think we've got a good little hopefully 90 minutes of, or less of programming for you. And let's keep it good, because I don't want to have to do any editing this week. Just saying. JP is now tequila and lime. I think he's calling for us to do a shot. So do you want to start this off with a... I only poured a little bit, full disclosure, because I want to keep this show on track. And generally when I'm drinking, it doesn't stay on track. So it was a bigger shot towards the end.
I need to go get mine. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. I can tell a story while you're gone.
Okay, vamp for me. I'll be right back.
Oh, Shandy, go.
I have a small thing that we did recently. It's a feels like a quarantine thing. Frank doesn't usually, he's not usually into like comedy series, but I convinced him to watch Broad City. And we fucking binged the hell out of Broad City in the last like week or so from start to finish. And he loved it and has also now started calling things dope, which is just like an extra win-win. So that was good. But it like, God, it was such a good suggestion. I think Matt was the one who originally suggested it to us. And it was super good on a rewatch. Like first of all, it's so fast. I didn't remember how fast it was, but each season is only 10 episodes and the episodes are only like 22 minutes. So it goes really fast. But there are so many like recurring characters and running jokes like all throughout that I probably didn't pick up on the first time that I like really enjoyed the second time around. So that was a really fun rewatch if anyone is looking for something to rewatch or to watch.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I have so many things on the list. I don't even know where to start, to be honest.
I declared during our rewatch that the episode called Witches, which is season 4, is, I think, my favorite episode of TV.
Awesome.
Wow. So where can you watch it, though?
On Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Oh, that's good. Because I feel like I've never watched it because not having cable, I never knew where.
Oh, my God. You are in for a treat. Because here's the thing. Like, we're saying, like, you know, there are definitely things that I picked up on this time that I didn't pick up on last time. But I know there's this whole other layer of just like New Yorkism that I'm not like, it doesn't get in the way of me enjoying it by any means. Right. But I just feel like you will get even more out of it from certain references because you live there. So, yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's so fucking good.
Oh, good. You've given me something to watch. I'm so excited. You've highlight of my day. And I'm almost through Superstore, so I'll need something after that.
Yay! You might be more caught up than I am on Superstore. I haven't watched the new season yet.
I haven't watched.
I've watched the first few
episodes. On Hulu, you know. So I've seen what's on Hulu.
Cool. All right. Oh, should we tell them about the audio from the last episode?
Yes.
Yes.
So you guys, we were live 2 weeks ago for the patrons, maybe for all the patrons. And I didn't realize that the video cut out. And so the audio, something happened to the audio on GarageBand where we came back from the commercial break and I had saved it and it was just me talking. And I was like, huh, that's weird. So I was like, well, okay, I'll pull up the backup. So I go through the backup and I like, you know, remember what we talked about during the break, and somebody was like, I wish that this could be in the show. And then we get to some feedback that Randy had given and I was like, damn it, I got to go back. So I went back, I did all that. And then, you know, I cut it out and I'm like, why is this so much shorter? I don't understand. It should be longer. And then I realized that the last 10 minutes of the show is gone. So I go in, I look at it on YouTube and I'm like, shit, where did it go? What happened? We had no idea that for 10 minutes, you guys just weren't there watching anymore. We just kept going and we thought that you guys were just quiet. I think at one point I even was like, why is everybody so quiet? Are they not paying attention anymore? Never even occurred to us. So, oops. Oopsie, there we go. So we went, Sorry. The reason that that episode came out on Saturday was, despite the fact that I was done with everything at like noon on Friday, I like hauled ass to get to that point. We ended up having to get back together and re-record the last 10 minutes after JP's email was done into the end. So that was fun. And by that, I mean not fun.
Yeah. But to Shandy's point, in what, the 4 years we've been doing this, that has never happened before.
Yeah. Remember, no. I lost power that time that we were recording with Angela, and I had that thunderstorm and I completely lost power, and we even then had the backup. So
I suppose it was bound to happen someday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I see Kim has joined us. Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Hey. Hello.
Good to see you.
Everyone. It's so nice to finally chat with you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're excited to talk to you too. Yay.
John's still at work. He's an essential worker, so he's being essential out there.
All right. Well, we thank him for,
still UPS guy.
Being, going to work and putting himself out there and.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'll thank him when you see him
I'll
for
tell
us.
Tell him a message.
So, yay. Okay. Shot. And then we can start the That's What She Said off. Or do we want to read Elena's email?
Ooh. I think we could do the email because I think that's going to generate some discussion. Hey, Frank, you're on camera.
Sweet. Okay. Well, then we'll do the email.
Did you just dive into like a bunch of boxes back there? What happened?
He's looking in the drawers for a shirt, I believe. But he can't find it. Oh, you're looking for a running shirt? There's a bunch of shirts right there.
No, maybe running shirts.
There's
oh my god, not only do we get Frunk, we get a shirtless Frunk. Anything goes during quarantine.
Anything goes.
He said he was looking for a shirt.
Will was like, wait, somebody said shirtless Frunk?
I'm glad I came here tonight.
That was pretty dope.
It's a party. We've got a shirtless Frenchman. It's a party.
I told him
tequila without a glass.
Now he's saying you're drinking tequila without a glass. My shot glass is in Raleigh. Straight from the bottle.
You have a shot glass, he's here.
I know.
Frank, get her another shot glass. Get her another shot glass.
Bottle, just a little bit. I was just going to go out of the bottle. Oh, wow. I told him that we binged Broad City start to finish. Yeah. Do you want to say what you thought of Broad City?
It's good.
Do you want to say it like over here and say hey?
Boo, take your shirt off.
Is it taking your shirt off? Oh, yeah, you can't hear.
What's up? No, it's okay.
Okay.
What did you say?
They said take your shirt off. They were disappointed that you now have a shirt on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to take an appointment.
Oh. Yeah. I have to take an appointment, apparently. Look, JP. Look at JP's background.
JP, Frank. So only you, JP, can see my nipple.
Okay, JP, you're lucky. Look at the nipples. Oh!
Okay, I'm gonna win. Bye.
So it's now Cinco de Mayo on Taco Tuesday, quarantined by the coronavirus.
It's a good way to hydrate
with a Frenchman's nipple.
Okay. Yeah.
What a world 2020 is.
Great year.
All right.
Surprises.
I think Kayla's definitely high in the back over there. Yeah, she. El Cinco de Edibles is going on that screen.
She's got Donald Glover playing now.
Man, this is a fun game. Who's in the background?
Donald Glover or Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
So many people.
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite video.
It was a great video.
He's so good.
Okay, all right, let's do this, everybody.
Oh, no. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh my god, I've only been saying it for 5 minutes.
I thought we were going to do Elena's email first.
We're going to get the show started. I just put a little splash in. I wouldn't do a full one. You should have all learned that last year. Who was live with us last year? I know Gott was, but he doesn't remember. Elena was there. Sherry was there. Gayla was there. Ro was there.
Yeah. Greg was there.
JP was there.
Okay, bye. Yeah. I have to go. Ciao.
Oh, Dennis was there. And Trudeau is with Dennis.
Oh, that's good.
I see that. Yeah, you can leave it open.
All right, I'm just going to take this damn shot by myself in a second.
No, I'm ready. All right,
cheers
to Cinco de Mayo.
That's a lot better than Mezcal Paloma.
All right, I had to pull up. I can't. There's literally too many screens going on the big computer, so I had to pull up Eleni's email on my.
Is it 2 years or 3 years anniversary?
Okay. Who wants Elena? Do you want to read your email? Why don't you start? Yes. Do you have it still?
Okay, that's my own email.
I love this.
Feedback.
We can vamp while you look for it. We can vamp.
Okay. Okay. All right.
We can just forward it
broadcast
to you. Okay.
All right. I found it.
Woo!
Great.
Okay. This is from Sunday, May 3rd. So after the Saturday game night at 12:28 a.m. So bright and early. See, ladies, it's science. Gross sounding words everyone hates to hear. And I have an article from some very trustworthy news source. I'm sure it's
it's a broadcast favorite, bustle.com.
Oh yes. Very
good old who? Bustle?
Okay. Bustle.
Very astute.
Anyway. The authority in news. Elena's top 10 most disgusting words. So this just didn't come up randomly. It definitely came up randomly, but we were on Friday night's chat, started talking about number one in my list came up during conversation, and it just prompted a whole conversation about words I just hate to hear. And anyway, so would you like me to read my list?
Yes.
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. Do I have to read them? Can we have JP read them? I think
he'd
do a better job.
JP, you want to read them? Do you know them?
I have no clue what she's talking about.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Actually, I have a video that JP sent me of my work. Number one, he just randomly texted me a video of himself saying my worst, most hated word. What was that, like a year ago? I don't know.
What a friend.
Come up in conversation before. Apparently this is something about me. Anyway, I'll read it myself.
Okay.
Number one, very common, Kayla can attest to this, it's prompted this whole conversation, is moist. So number one on my list, moist.
Okay.
And I'll try not to throw up by 10.
Do you want earmuffs? Earmuffs yourself.
I'll hold my own ears while I say them. And feel free to chime in if you agree or disagree. Number two, and this is the first word I remember ever hating. As a small child, I detested this word. Pupil.
Yeah, that's kind of a gross one.
Thank you.
Is it because you associate it with your eyes? Because a pupil is also a
the
student.
Eye pupil or the
eye pupil more so than the student pupil. More, okay. Yeah. Definitely.
But they're both unpleasant.
No, something about it. It's cringy.
It's all Teacher right. Appreciation Week, and we hate the word pupil.
Yeah, right. Well, we appreciate teachers. That's like music to my ears, especially these days. I would do anything for a teacher right now. I have one too many pupils at my house. Number three, panties.
Oh, I have a friend who hates that word.
Thank you, Kim.
She is my best friend, and she teaches math at a college prep high school, and she hates panties.
And she has a lot of pupils.
Just check out.
You can call them underwear. You can call them what underwear?
Can you call them knickers?
Panties.
He does not like panties.
Bloomers.
Number four, and this is where I kind of had to go back to the list and diverge from my top three to just generally nasty words. Ointment. Not a fan of ointment. It doesn't do anything for me. No rise
Makes
out of
sense.
It. This one was interesting conversation. Number five, Matt had a lot of things to say about this because he apparently uses it. It's a very common art term. Bulbous, not a great word. Bulbous.
Yeah, I don't like that word either.
Oh.
I wouldn't say I'm grossed out by it, but I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, no. Just not great on my ear.
It's a derogatory term, isn't it? In most cases.
JP, have you been doing that all along? And I'm just now noticing at number five.
Well, you did a terrible job spelling
it. This just randomly happens. I don't know what you're talking about.
You have my voice detect on your background. Okay, number six, pustule. Nasty.
Pustule is not a great word. I'll give you that.
Only because of what it is.
This is where Shandy's theory really starts to take, if it hasn't already taken form, this is where we really get Shandy's subconscious theory in effect. Engorge. Number seven is engorge. Number eight is phlegm. Number nine, yolk.
And yolk.
Number 10, sloth. Like to get that nasty skin off you. So,
sloth, like the sin, like the deadly sin.
No, not sloth, like the cute, sweet animal. Sloth, like to rub the dead skin.
Like to exfoliate.
Exfoliate.
Yeah, to exfoliate.
A beautiful word. Sloth. Yeah, not good. Okay. Oh, I have more.
Oh boy. Apparently.
I have 14.
I do like that. A lot of these are like a Colleen list, essentially.
So
it's like a Colleen list right here.
List got screwed up, but anyway. 11 cubic, again, not great. Wait a minute. Did I add these? No, I didn't. Someone screwed up my list.
You added these. We did not touch this.
I know. I'm pulling up my own email and I'm blaming somebody else for screwing with it. yeah, the rest are gross.
I have a story about the word pubic.
What?
So one of the committees that I liaise at work was the public service committee, and I sent them an email several years ago, and I mistyped it and wrote to dear members of the pubic service committee. I swear to God.
Nice.
And I was like, let's see who notices. And guess what? Everybody noticed. And they're all lawyers, so they definitely let me know.
They just wanted to make sure you were paying attention. You got me.
I'm like, I'm really sorry.
So, yeah, there's some other bad ones on here. But I was just glad to know, according to bustle.com, that I'm not the only one who finds these words really, truly cringy.
Are you going to read the other three?
No.
I'll read them.
Hard pass.
Number 12 is scrotum. Number 13 is taint. And number 14 is curdle.
Yeah, I hate all
I don't
those
even
words.
Remember adding. Curdle, I remember. But the other, I mean, the rest are just, wow.
Yeah, curdle doesn't bring good visuals.
Greg is saying that it was in the group and you noted down the ideas.
So I don't know if I think I pasted it and accidentally, but I edited the first 10 and then the rest came in.
So how do you feel about the word pasting. Grundle?
Huh?
How do you feel about the word grundle?
Don't love it.
Hey, Kayla just typed that. Kayla said grundle. I love it. I'm not surprised. Does anybody else have, so Elena's email also has beautiful English words included. To cleanse
what
the
I thought was interesting, if you guys have seen the movie Donnie Darko, there's a scene in the movie where they talk about the most beautiful, supposedly, I mean, and again, Donnie Darko and bustle.com, the two authorities in what sounds good to the human ear, but they said cellar door is the the most beautiful combination of sounds in the English language, which my initial theory was I just don't like the sound combinations. It just doesn't do anything for me. Versus cellar door, it has a nice ring to it. Very pleasant to the ears, as does the other article on the 10 most beautiful words. But after I started to think more about Shandy's theory and looked at my own list, it definitely made me reflect on the possibility that maybe some of those words just have context that I don't know, Shandy, you share your theory with us.
Well, it's interesting that your list did end up evening out, but like the whole panties thing, for me, that was my immediate reaction to that has always been, or not even panties, moist. My reaction to the whole moist thing, I've never understood it. I have many a friend who just hate that word, and it really doesn't bother me. And like the association, at least that I make with moist, I mean, there's a lot of things you associate with moist, but like, I kind of feel like there's this like Gabby. I feel like there is maybe something a little sexist underlying that, because that's very much usually associated like with a certain part of the body. And then you were like, oh yeah, and I also hate panties. It was like, boom, there we go. I saw Tasia said titties. I will say, I think the thing about titties is that it's not, I don't think that it's necessarily that it's talking about breasts, but it's like the word is used by, especially by like bro-y dude, like douchebag bro-y dudes. And it's not a very like respectful way to talk about boobs. So I definitely see you there. But for moist, I think there's something to that. And on the list, there were quite a few words that we could put into that category. It's interesting that you also don't like words like scrotum, because that goes to, you know, dudes too.
I'm equally sexist.
Wouldn't that mean you're just a prude?
Sexist. I honestly, I feel like there are offensive words, but then there are words that just don't sound good. And this is my list of words that I just, that hurt my ears. I don't know. They melt my brain when I hear them. And it doesn't matter if it's Betty Crocker or Purina or anything else. And it just happened. It was very, I never even thought about the fact that there were some words that could be considered category. Because it's,
but especially moist in particular,
in there and has nothing to do with anything.
Sure, but moist in particular, because I think this is like the most universally hated word.
It is, and it was number one on Russell's list.
And it just doesn't make sense why. But I agree that like a bro in the chat had said, you know, words like the R word, for example, like obviously anything that's offensive or derogatory is different. I think we can all agree that we don't like those words. But in terms of just what it sounds like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like broccoli. Everybody, you know, you like it or you don't. Moist is just one, like, people just don't like the sound of it. And hopefully that's all it is, because I wouldn't.
So wouldn't an equal opportunity word sexist just mean prude?
Which is also not a terribly fun word to say, because I think there is like,
there are words that
you don't like because as of their connotation and what they mean. But there are also words that, like, it's just the syllabic and the sounds that aren't particularly the phonics of the word that isn't particularly enjoyable to hear.
So, or like
how it comes out your mouth.
Yeah. So in the chat, Tasia said she's not a big fan of the word titties, which is funny. I actually like the word titties because my grandma used to call breast titties, and it reminds me of my grandma. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy to say the word titties.
Colleen, I'm with you. I like that word too, but I only say it in private because I know it doesn't sound right, but I like the way it sounds for some reason.
Right?
I do too. It's a very like round word.
Well, yeah.
Round sound. If that was
the case. Like, for me, it's a very perky word.
I mean, I am a perky word. It's a perky word.
Yes, because of what the definition of the word, but also just the way it's spelled. There's a sort of rhythm to the word.
More round than titties.
Yeah, boobs are round, yeah, titties are perky.
But I also enjoy that
many levels.
All
like
levels.
Boobs is just it's a fun word. It's a fun object. It's fun in speech and in definition.
Boob. I don't really have words that I don't like necessarily because of the sound of them, but I will say one word that comes to mind when you like break it down and are trying to tell, like, for example, a non-native English speaker how to pronounce it, a really difficult one is squirrel. And if you say it enough times, like the R's in the middle do become very hard if you do it enough.
JP said that he can't stand the word Ramblecast After Dark.
Squirrel.
Ramblecast After Dark.
I'm from New England. All R's are hard.
Squirrel. Yeah.
Squirrel.
It's a mouthful.
Oh, sorry.
I actually, I don't know if I've talked about the February Squirrel Brewery on the podcast before, but that is like Frank's holy grail of difficult words. And so we always joke that we will open a brewery called the February Squirrel Brewery.
Just I love that. Oh my God. The February Squirrel Brewery.
Yeah, February is the hard one.
Because it's like, do you pronounce the extra R or not?
Ask me to say it after the end of this. February Squirrel Brewery.
February Squirrel. I like it.
Melody said that she
like, you say it enough times, like,
I would invest in that business. Think of all the great art. Jacob, get on that.
Totally.
American R's sound awful. Wouldn't you say?
February Sandy? Squirrel Brewery.
I don't particularly
American R's, because we say and everybody else, like there's flips of the R, or there's like if you do the French thing. I'm sorry, pardon my French, but American R's are kind of ugly.
I mean, honestly, for me, if you say anything enough, it could become like that. Or like American R's, I personally don't have a problem with. If I mean, you could say, yeah, American R's are like, but like French R's are like, you know, if you accentuate enough, that's not necessary. French is so pretty, and then there's.
So one's a drunk squirrel versus one's an angry squirrel. It's like the squirrel that's going to attack you.
The one
that'll hand you the beer.
That's the one you want at the brewery.
Right, that's the one that'll throw it at you.
So Melody said I can talk now, and she doesn't like the word phlegm.
Oh, hi. No, I don't like
the word phlegm. Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I think that's because as soon as I hear the word phlegm, I feel it in my throat.
I just, did you hear me just turn around and like go, I did too.
That's why I don't, yeah, that's exactly, I don't like that word at all. I immediately feel it.
Yeah.
So phlegm, I don't like taint either. My sister hates moist, but I don't care about that word. So yeah, that's about it on my end.
I think phlegm doesn't do itself any favors with how it's spelled.
What's that G doing in there? Or is it the A?
It's for funsies.
Is there a G in there?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the weird PHG combo.
Phlegm is number two on the bustle dyslexics list. So definitely high up there in the most uncomfortable words.
Yeah. Will said in the chat, I don't like taint either.
I was quoting Melody. I actually don't have a problem with taint.
I couldn't tell if you were quoting her or if you were being funny, but it was both.
All of the above.
Good times.
Will also commented that we should say jewelry. That's another one. It's like
jewelry,
which is not how it's spelled, or jewelry, which is very long.
It's like jewelry. Restaurant or restaurant. I don't know if it's exactly like that, but I've heard it said that phrase.
I'm sure that Shandy has probably has encountered this because, you know, you teach French. And if Maggie is listening, I'm sure she's probably encountered this too. But we just, Zach is learning to read now. And, you know, we've progressed from the easy sight words, the, is, it, those easy ones, to some of the ones that are a little more complicated. And he's learning like word families. And it's tough to watch him kind of figure out like, with the silent E's, or like they have this video they watch, and it like is like the magic Y, and it like, you know, teaches them about the different ways that Y is, and he's like those dancing Y in a freaking magician top hat, but it's just, it's interesting because
sometimes not.
Yeah, so it's just interesting trying to now at home try to explain from a non-training background, non-educator background, as to, you know, why certain words sound one way. And, you know, they had only done short vowels. They were only just starting long vowels. So to try to explain that myself. And I'm like, well, sometimes you put the E at the end, it changes it from an E to an I. And he's like, what? And I was like, I don't know, just go with it.
English language is very hard and complicated. And who's to say why it's that way? It just,
the spelling is,
it just yeah. is.
The, yeah. spell, oh, it's terrible. The spelling was like established and sort of like standardized and set in stone like too long ago. And so its pronunciation has changed so much since then. So
yeah,
sometimes that E thing works and sometimes it doesn't. Like, throw in some GHs just for funsies.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh my God, guys.
Okay.
Like PTSD from like elementary school.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm sorry. Dyslexic.
It is. I mean, that's what I will always say about French, is that people complain that like there's all these letters that you don't pronounce. And I'm like, actually, no, like there are very specific rules of pronunciation in French, and things, if you pronounce something some like a certain way, it will be spelled a certain way. And if you can learn that, then you're good to go. Like, it's actually, for me, that seems a little bit easier with English spelling. It's like, I'm sorry that you have to memorize this as an adult. Because, yeah, thankfully, basically, I just learned it when I was a kid, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, how I did it, because a lot of it you just have to memorize, because it makes no sense.
Like, just because. Like, just this... because that's how someone decided we were going to spell it, and we just still did
There's
it
There's just going to be a K in night, even though you don't pronounce, and knife, and all of those words. Because because it used to be pronounced.
Yeah.
So but then this... people decided that was ridiculous. And we stopped pronouncing it like that. Okay. Just hold on to the K because it looks nice.
So let me take a time out and insert a little ad here. Will, this, maybe it's Baseline episode, I don't know, 3-point-something, was solidly on my top 10 list. And we talk about alternate pronunciations to things. And you should go back and listen to that episode. It all comes. This was a giant ad to go convince you to go back and catch up on nice. That one.
This is the best ad break ever.
All right. Anybody else have any words that they don't like? Otherwise, we are going to move on to That's What She Said Off. Okay.
From the same woman who doesn't like panties, she does not like the word buxom.
Buxom. I love that word.
I like the word buxom.
Not like, and the interesting is, she is quite a buxom lady. She's
maybe that's why she doesn't like it.
She's heard it too many times.
That word. I know, TMI.
That's really funny. That's really funny. I like that word. Wasn't Shandy, isn't there a word, is it buxom, or that's your friend's last name or something, and you love
it's
it?
Very close to a good friend's last name, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And she is pretty buxom.
So is there a boob word, is there a breast word that we don't like? Because so far we, the three of us, love all of them. Like, give us all the titties and boobs.
I agree about titties, but I suppose, like, to Will's point, it kind of depends who's saying it. I don't very like it true. when it's the douchey bros that say it.
Oh yeah, no.
Like,
right. It's more the context of the
word. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay. Let's get into that. Breaking news while you guys decide who's gonna be our first victims. Got earmuffs. Okay. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is resting comfortably following a treatment for a benign gallbladder condition in Baltimore. She will be hearing oral arguments from the hospital and participating in questioning from her hospital bed tomorrow. So,
National treasure, that woman.
Yes. Just saying, remember everybody, we're voting for RBG in the fall. The end. Get your shit together. Okay. End. Got, you're still muted, so don't you fucking say anything. All right.
Hey, I love RBG.
I met her a year ago on...
I love that movie that was about her.
That's a great movie.
It really was. So,
did you just say RBG is getting oral in the hospital?
I certainly hope
that's
so.
Not a good
as long as it's consensual. Hey, the elderly can have a sex life too.
Yep.
Alrighty.
And they do. I mean, this is like, they're in like retirement homes, there are like outbreaks of STDs and stuff because
this is true.
You know, they like
as yeah. Dennis comes in the frame.
Wait, Dennis is. I really thought Dan was here for a second. Honestly, I saw Dan in his background. I was like, when did Dan get here? I don't remember letting him in from the waiting room.
Oh dear.
Oh. All right, good times. All right. So who wants to be our first two victims? You can do it as partners if you prefer. Got Matt.
I get crushed last year by JB.
JP, that's right, JP. You're one of our first victims.
I believe the agreement at the end of last year was it was Dennis versus Greg first this year.
Well, that's interesting that you remember that. Dennis, is this true?
I have a memory of everything till midnight that night.
Dennis is shaking his head vigorously.
It was last year.
Hiding in the corner of the frame. I'm so shocked I got onto this thing.
All right, well, JP is definitely in. Greg?
Yeah, I'll play.
All right. All right. Does anybody else want to play?
I think you would be excellent at this, just saying. But if you want to watch around first, I understand.
All right.
I want to watch around first, and then maybe. But I'll probably be bad at it.
Okay.
No,
that's
thing.
Okay. Last year, it literally became men versus women, right? Wasn't there, like, teams of, like, Elena and Maggie and...
Elena helped me out last year.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of help from the audience.
There was a lot of audience participation last year.
That was a very, very kind way to put it, but...
As I expect this year. I remember kicking ass last year.
Last year I blanked, man. I blanked hard. John and Elena helped me out so much.
Matt, get your thinking cap on.
All right.
So, all right. I have a whole bunch of different prompts. So if you hate the first one I throw out, I have backups. Because we're not doing all of them. We'll probably do like... 3 or 4 rounds, time depending. The first one has to be in honor of our current situation. That's what she said based off of quarantine / stay at home / shelter in place time.
I got this one.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to have to stay inside longer.
That's solid.
That's good.
It's almost go, like Elena. You've been... It's almost like you've been waiting your whole life for someone to say that to you, JP.
All right. Greg said he's ready. He's
all
got
right,
it.
Let's do it.
I'm just so ready to burst out of there.
Aren't we all, man?
If you get too close to me, you might catch something.
I just really need somebody to touch me right now.
Hey guys, Ed the Creepy Mailman is joining us.
Hey.
Hey, I think his audio is connecting still.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we know you're just joining us. Duh. We're doing our live. That's what she said off. So if you have anything, pipe in.
I'm gonna need you to put a mask on your face.
Excuse me. Please don't forget your gloves.
Who snorted?
I got a snort from his opponent. That's good.
Extra points.
We can't handle more than 10 people.
You know, right now it's just so hard to find a nice, good piece of meat.
Very true. Go on.
I mean, I just want to put it in my mouth, but if I can't find it, I can't get it in there.
Usually, I'm better at this, but the picture of Dan behind me is very distracting.
Control of your own background.
That works. That worked. No, that was a good one. I liked it.
Well, about the cheese balls.
We still have all the cheese balls from last year, like unopened, sitting up at the top. Are you kidding?
You're probably going to want to swallow a lot of bleach after this.
Oh, no.
Did you wash your hands?
You know, it's getting quite serious. I keep getting updates about how bad the disease is getting every day.
Oh, jeez. All right, next.
All right, next topic. A road trip. Going in the total opposite direction. A road trip, traveling, anything that involves not being at home.
New players?
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to.
Go, Elena.
Tasia, Melody.
This is not my thing.
This is your chance to shine.
Dennis.
God.
Terrible. Did you remember how badly I flamed out last year?
Yeah, but there was so much tequila.
There was.
Very true.
I don't want to play, but I have one for this topic.
Go ahead, kick us off.
All right. Start it off, bro.
Creaky chair.
The tunnel is open. That's it, I'm done.
That was so good. I'm gonna do a little eighth of a shot for you.
Ooh. All right, fine.
Get thin before I run out of gas. That was kind of weak.
I liked it.
I liked it.
What about, do you think we could fit some more in the trunk?
Oh! Absolutely fit some more in the trunk.
There are kids all over the back seat.
Ooh.
That got dark.
It's time to plow the road.
All right. I'm here for it. All right. There's got to be so many more.
Oh, man. The gear shifter just stuck right in there.
Stuck in first gear.
Stuck in first gear.
Do you want me to pull in backwards?
Is there like a do the pull through joke somewhere in here? Pull out quickly.
Oh yeah.
I said the engine is revving.
Oh.
I think your headlights are on.
Titties.
Man, I wish I could call this episode Titties! Exclamation point. Like rocks. All right. Anything else for a road trip or traveling? Anybody?
There's gonna be so much about like going through security at the airport. You need to get patted down.
Patted down.
I know there's some stuff there. There's some gold.
Are we there yet?
Tank's getting low. Nice. Need to Thanks. Pull over and fill up.
Oh. Slide that thing down the conveyor belt.
Oh! Ro is here for this.
Ro is here for this one.
I'm not very good at this, but just, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, make a few suggestions.
I've been home for a long time, my friends.
Speaking of airports, so here could be one in that within that context. Do you want me to take off my shoes or my belt first?
Ooh. Oh, I like it.
I like it.
All right. Anything else? Otherwise, we can move on to another one.
Let's move on.
Yeah. What all right.
This next one, Tiger King or, or a zoo in general. I'll take anything. I can take the broad zoo if we run out of tiger or references. But
Carol Baskin's tiger ate what?
Oh. Rub it in sardine oil.
You will kill me for this one. I can't even say it. Forget it.
Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Say it.
pet my pussy.
That was worth it. I'll give you another little eighth of a shot.
I'm drinking water, mind you.
Sure you are. All right, guys. It's only been a month since Tiger King, right? Has it been a month? Has it been 2 months? I can't even remember.
It's insane that it's actually been that long, but yeah. It's
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, don't bite down.
Don't bite down.
That's not the only thing he bit off.
Don't stick your hand near the opening.
I just wanted to make it feel comfortable.
This is about as dark as it's going to get. Travis took a shot to the face.
Oh.
I can't laugh. I can't laugh.
Oh, dear.
It's really bad. All right.
Damn. I got a red balloon, that one.
Somebody say something else.
Oh.
That's a lot of meat.
There we go. Bring it. Get it back going again.
Sorry.
Dennis, you got one.
Give us warning.
Dennis, do you have any? I want to hear from Dennis.
Dennis. So you're telling me for about $2,000, I can get a nice young pussy?
Tasia, do you have any? Melody? Will.
Did you ever get around to watching Tiger King?
I'm like literally asking you guys in a row on my screen. Sherry? Wait, what'd you say? I missed it. I'm sorry.
I can't think on my feet that fast.
It's okay. I know that somebody's got a joke about the Grim Reaper in the car. No?
Oh, right.
I keep forgetting about it.
It's like my favorite part. It's my favorite because of the meme. That's like, by the time we got to this shot, I didn't question it, and the show felt no need to explain it.
So true.
Are you talking about the skeleton?
It's funny because it's true. Right at this point, this is not the weirdest thing you've seen. Far from it. We just won't even acknowledge it, and it's fine.
What about overall zoo themed? God, you got to have something. We can expand from tigers.
So I'm thinking about locally zoos. Aquariums. Smells that works. Fishy in here.
I don't know about your zoos, but I feel like there's a lot of peacocks that just kind of roam around at the zoo.
Just like an analogy for America. Do those peacocks carry AK-47s?
Some of them probably. Depends on the zoo.
It depends on how big their peacock is.
Or little.
How small their peacock is.
Definitely how little.
So, do you think she'll come over if I hold out my banana?
That's pretty good. JP, Matt.
I'm trying to crawl out of that dark hole. Oh, that's what she said.
You know, there are a couple of octopuses. Still thinking about the aquarium.
Ro said octopi. That octopi, octopine.
Oh, hey, they have a whole exhibit of macaques right over there.
Oh my god, I'm so
very witty.
Be careful, this is a splash zone.
What?
Oh.
That was fun.
So Ro said in the chat while everybody's thinking, she hates the word pussy. And then Melody said, my sister hates the word pussy and I say it all the time because I think it's hysterical. That reminds me of our friend Julia from college, Amanda.
Oh, yeah. She what was hated the word she hated?
I think she hated the word. I used to scream it at her from across like the student hall, like just because she hated it so much. No. I'm very obnoxious, guys. What word was it? Was it pussy?
No.
Was it pussy or was it cunt?
It was cunt. It was cunt.
It was cunt. No, that's why I paused. I knew it. And I was like, oh, is that a thing I can say over the internet?
I couldn't remember that.
You totally said worse words. Like, why do we have such an issue with that word?
Tasia loves cunt. It's one of her favorites. I love the book cunt. To say.
I've never read it. I would very much like to.
It's super. I mean, actually, it might be interesting to reread now because it's been probably a decade. I'd like to see how it holds up. Right, I think parts of it might not, but parts of it certainly would. Yeah.
Rose says she hates the TW word. Is that twat? Oh, she is not.
Yeah. I don't particularly enjoy that word either, just because I don't find it a very fun word to say. Like, I don't mind it as an idea. I just don't think it's a fun word to say.
When Frank first became a server and had to like explain the specials to people, he had an interesting night, the night that they first served fresh trout.
Oh yeah, I could see that could be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People had to explain to him what it sounded like he was saying, which was not trout.
Okay.
Tonight we can have some steak or the fresh twat.
We can do one more, but just to finish this part of the conversation, Elena says, I'll take cunt 100,000 times over moist.
It's fair.
I would say that's what she said, but I don't think it is.
All right, last one. You guys can pick. I had at the gym or things you should never say to your mom. Mm. If anybody has any other suggestions.
I like the gym ones. Yeah.
All right, let's do it at the gym.
Dig deep.
Bend from the knees.
Don't use your knees.
Not you. Are you done? Will you wipe it off, please?
There's a 30-minute limit.
I need a shower after we're done here.
It's still sticky.
Oh, I'm going to be sore tomorrow.
I can feel it.
Do you mind if I change the channel?
A couple more laps.
You have to stretch first.
How many are you planning on doing?
Gonna need to cool down after that one.
Oh, go ahead.
Down. Pull up, put down.
One set's enough if it's a good set.
One set's enough if it's a good set.
Are you finished using this?
Gotta work them glutes.
Yeah. Now don't overexert yourself. If it's too much at first, we can take it a little bit at a time.
I'd say it feels like about 5 pounds.
Now you should really feel this workout in your butt.
Just one more.
It's not as hard as it looks.
That's harder than it looks.
It's supposed to burn.
You know, I've been really working on my grip.
Just hold it lightly. Use your biceps. That doesn't work.
All right, now this time try without using your hands.
Dennis said in the chat, let's do some squat thrusts. Squat thrusts.
That's a good one. It's a good round.
Nice form, good. Kayla.
Wait, what?
She was doing squats.
Oh.
I wish I was as stoned as Kayla.
I know.
She's just living the funnest life right now.
Best quarantine ever.
Best quarantine.
He's not the only one that's stoned.
Wait, who said that?
Who do you think?
Oregon.
What, me? Yeah. I didn't say that.
Our voices are very different from each other's.
Drake. Oh, Drake. Wait. Oh, you're there. Hello.
I was Drake in Oregon?
No.
Okay. I thought you said that, Will.
No, it wasn't me.
No, it was Drake.
Probably will be stoned later on.
It's like Oregon, it makes sense. Washington, Oregon, California.
Good times. All right, any other ones?
I don't know if I can squeak another one out.
I've been training a long time for this.
Push.
That's a lot of protein.
It'll be cheaper if you bring your family.
Oh, dear. Make sure to hydrate.
That's a new PR.
It's a new PR. Oh my god. All right. Good times. Good times.
Stick it in the locker.
Stick it in the locker.
I can't get it to start.
It's a good push there at the end.
Finish strong.
Finish yep. strong.
Sure did.
Man, if I had known we were going to get this creative, I would have started with this topic.
Oh, it was good to finish with it.
That's
you're just going to hurt
again,
yourself.
Again, we finished strong.
Exactly.
What'd you say, Drake?
I said, if you jerk it, you're just going to hurt yourself.
We're going to need a spotter for this.
All right.
You better wipe that down.
All right. So I think we're going to... okay, so Dennis, since apparently I can't screen share like I thought I could... I'm going to have to play the... And Amanda and I did a test run last night, specifically testing out the stuff that you sent so I can make sure I can play it on my laptop, but I never thought to do the test run on the actual computer that I was going to be using it. So, Amanda or Shindy, can one of you screen share the That's What She Said for that part?
I can try.
So, okay. The way you share is you have to make sure that whatever you have is opened on your thing. So, okay, we're going to finish the show with... You guys reading the That's What She Said. So three of you fight it out. And then we've got some feedback for next week. Dennis sent us something. We have some Facebook stuff that we'll read next week. But who wants to do the That's What She Said for the week? All right. I'm selecting Melody, Tasia, and... Kayla, can you mute yourself long enough to do that or no? Nope. She's too high to do it.
Boom. You did it.
Yay.
But we don't need it right now, right?
I mean, we can do it right now.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Will, do you want to do it?
Then I'll keep it up.
It's for a few minutes longer.
Sure.
All right.
That's what she said.
All right, so if you guys want to pick colors.
I like purple.
Red? I got red.
I can do green then.
Okay, cool. All right, everybody, and now we're going to do this. That's What She Said, in case you haven't figured that out already, because I'm not editing any of this. So here we go.
I'm sore again. We opened it up to everyone, and I had 3 days in a row.
It's too small. We need to go in and go out. Eat that with a spoon.
They tell you you're not supposed to touch it. You're screwing yourself. Whoa, that's a snake.
I took a picture of the snake. I woke up in the middle of the night and I woke up in the middle of the night and was able to do it. will drain it, but it's going to fill back up.
That was a good one for the car trip one. Oops, sorry.
It was, yeah. I hope he makes his way in. You couldn't turn them off. I have two things.
I got them both on the same day. How long could this possibly be? And then she just sighs and keeps it in.
Who said that?
I don't know. I don't know why I didn't find it funny at the time.
That was about feeling Apple.
Oh, and keeps it in the track. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Man, out of context, that is really funny.
I think I could probably do the rest.
Oh.
I did not come into her. Until it got to the carpet and I was like, we need to stop.
Almost done. Sorry. So many hours in a day. Why are you going to do it then? Do it at noon.
A nooner.
We need a lot of coffee before we get into that.
I need to put my glasses on for this last one. Hold on. We're happy to have you too, Greg. It was a first time for me. It was very exciting.
Yay!
Well done, everyone. That was great.
Oh, good times. Thank you so much, Annie, for sharing that. Thank you guys, Melody, Tasia, and Will for reading that.
A new generation of broadcast players. I loved it.
Yes!
You've expanded our troop.
All right. Anyway, thank you guys so much for being on the El Cinco de Zumo with us today. We appreciate it. We're going to be live again. We'll probably be live again before this, but we're going to have our birthday party on Tuesday, June 16th, our fourth birthday party. Yes. Is that what fourth. I declared it? Me? It'll be our fourth. Yes. So we'll be probably 9:15 Eastern that time. So stay tuned for that. Other network announcements. You know, the Ramblecast is live every week until the quarantine is over. I think it's May 20th. Elena, you might know. Correct me if I'm wrong, or anybody might. Dennis may know. The Survivor finale. After that's over, Brian. Who's Brian? Jack and
our
I.
Brian's DP specialist.
My favorite DP specialist. Yes. My secret boyfriend. Oops, I just let that slip. Jay, Jack, and I will be live after the Survivor finale at whatever godforsaken time that happens. And I think that's on May 20th, although I could be wrong, but whatever. Again, we'll probably be live at some point before the 16th, but June 16th. But so be on the lookout for that. But we hope that you can join us for a birthday party. If everybody likes the Zoom format, I don't mind doing it again. It was pretty fun. So I hope you guys had fun too, and I appreciate it. I have a quick story before I go. It's a very Colleen story, and I've been dying to tell it since it happened last night. So, and then we're going to do a shot, and then we're going to go. So I don't know if anybody saw... Oh, okay. I don't know if anybody saw my picture on Facebook that Alex needed some extra attention at bedtime.
Yeah, it was so cute. Yeah.
It was super cute. And he doesn't like to snuggle and all that stuff. So I was like, oh man, I'm getting a picture of this because this never happens. I think the last time this happened is literally the last time I breastfed him. So I was like, yes, snuggles. Whatever. So he fell asleep and that's when I took the picture. And then he wakes up and he's like, looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing here? And he's like, points to the crib and he's like, crib? And I was like, you can go back in the crib now if you're ready. Sure. They put him down and he's like, Frère Jacques, because he loves Frère Jacques and Hushabye Mountain from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So I sang him his songs and I pat him and I think he's asleep and I start to back away and he sits up. He's like, Mama, no. And I was like, and this is a total lie. I would admit it if it wasn't a lie, I would admit it, but it wasn't. I was like, I have to go, buddy. And he's like, Mama, stay. And I was like, no, Mommy has to go poo-poo. Do you want Mommy to make a big smelly fart in your room? And he goes, no, Mama, go. And that is how I successfully bargained with a 2-year-old to not have to stay in his room all night. I believe he like looked at me in panic and was like, no, Mama, no stinky fart. Go.
Do what you must.
I was like, thank you. I'm going to go use the potty now.
That's awesome.
I thought it was fun too. God, anyway. No. Anyway, all right. That does it for me. Shot. One more shot to celebrate the Quattro, the Cinco.
Hey, Colleen.
Yeah.
Survivor's 2 hours tomorrow as well.
Another yeah, I know.
Ooh, tell me about it.
Are we supposed to be live? We're not supposed to be live tomorrow, right?
Stay up until 10 for this.
And the finale's on the 13th.
The 13th. We'll be live on the 13th.
Doing it live.
Doing it live. That's even better news.
Well, yeah, because it's 2 hours this week, so double boot, right?
Yeah. Let's hope it's Ben, everybody. Let's do a cheers to that.
Yes, here's a shot to hoping that it's Ben.
Or Nick or Sarah.
Or Nick or Sarah. Any of those three would be
any of those strangers.
Two of those three would be wonderful because it's probably going to be a double boot.
Yeah, screw those guys. They all suck. Right.
Cheers, everybody, though. Thank you for being here.
We kind of all suck for various reasons.
All right, on that note, thank you again for being here. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones who contribute at a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, who was here and isn't here anymore. By the way, this tequila is incredibly smooth. I don't feel whatever at all. I've
never even seen that brand before.
It's a pretty bottle. So they didn't have the Patron, and the guy was like, well, what's the next best thing? Because I don't know tequila. I drink it once a year. And he was like, this is made in the same distillery as the Casamigos brand, but it's much better because a celebrity doesn't make it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And it's pretty good. Oh, Ed, you came on just as we were going to say thank you to you. Oh, thank
perfect
you.
Timing. Jeez.
You can go back and re-listen. We had an epic That's What She Said off. Especially going to the gym. Perfect. And then we did Tiger King. We did Tiger King and JP really just killed it. That gets you in the bloopers, my friend. Anyway, it is great to see you, though. Thank you, everybody, again. Thank you to the patrons, especially Ed. Woo! Who I can thank in person. now I'm out of order because Ed is always last.
I know.
Shit. Oh,
that's what she said, right?
Oh.
Well played.
Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed and Drake the Distributor. Thank you guys so much. We truly appreciate it. Thank you. What do I do next? Amazon.
No.
I know, right? Ed is like, and here's where I cancel my patronage.
I really wish you wouldn't.
I will give you another $50 a month if you never mention Amazon again.
Put a mask on and go to a store.
All right. Well, then don't go to the Amazon affiliates link. But if you were going to jandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters, hypothetically, if you were going to, of course, just hypothetically, you don't have to, especially not if you're in the Bay Area.
Yep. Hollister, California. Oh, right down the street from Sandy. Come on over. It's a scary thought, huh?
It's true that it's close.
Yeah, next time you go to the Pinnacle, just stop right by. I mean, my route's right downtown Hollister. So.
Oh, Greg nice. The Gray. Shh. I knew there was one I was missing. I'm so out of sorts. Thank you, Greg. Oh, my God. I get to thank so many people in person tonight. And I fucked it up. Go me.
Blame it on the tequila. Do over. Do over. It never happened. It never happened. Go again.
I'm not editing, so do I have to do it again?
No, I guess you don't.
Maybe I'll edit it. I'm sorry, Greg.
I'm not funny. Even actually in the thank you list anymore because I changed my thing.
Oh, that's true. I forgot it was May. We haven't done a show since April. Okay, I'll redo it. All right. Thank you to patrons, especially those that contribute a certain level, especially Dakra Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with Fled, Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. I forgot anybody. Fantastic. Thank you, though. Seriously, let's all get the hell out of here. Cool. All right. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shani.
And we have so many pets.
And that's a dog.
This is a Fiona Apple recording. And we'll just sigh and leave it in.
Yes, we're going out like fetch the bolt cutters.
Yes.
All right. All right, on that note, peace out, everybody.
Goodbye. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Stay healthy and safe, everyone.
Bye. Yes.